This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Of life. It's a real meaningful title. Should make you think today. The uncertainty of life. Okay? Things can be uncertain at times in our lives as we go along. I want you to turn with me to James chapter 3. Amen. Last week the message was, wisdom is calling out. Praise God. How many were blessed last Sunday if you were here? I know some of you were not here. Wisdom is calling out. Amen. And Wednesday, when we got to share a little bit outside, we talked about who a wise man is and who a wise woman is. How many remember that on Wednesday? Amen. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit more about wisdom. We are in James chapter 3. We're going to read verses 13 to 18 today. Praise God. James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18, and maybe we're going to get into James 4, 10 to 17. If I feel to stop and we continue this for another Sunday, we will, but we'll see how the Lord leads today, okay? Praise God. You know, I didn't get to say this before. I'll say it now while you're turning to look for that. Today is my mom's 85th birthday. Isn't that a blessing? Praise God. And yesterday we were able to take her out and spend some time with her. Today, because we've got some things going here, we're going to be late going back home. So we'll see Mom later on, and she's with my brother and their family, so that's why she couldn't come today. But she's 85 today. What a blessing. Amen. So if you think about my mom, just pray for her, that God would really bless her, okay? Amen. Here we go. James 3, 13 and 18. We're going to read it all, and then we're going to come back and go over these verses. I hope you have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to you today. There's a lot here for us. In verse 13 of James 3, it says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth." Verse 15. "This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish." Verse 16. "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." I hope your ears are really open here today, what we're reading in the Word of God. It says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Oh, hallelujah. Verse 18. "And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Praise God. Wow. We got a little segment of Scripture here that again talks to us about wisdom. How many today need more wisdom in their lives? Amen? Every day we need wisdom, okay? And in this chapter 3, the book of James is an excellent book, okay? It's really a good book to have a study in. Tremendous knowledge and wisdom and understanding for us as Christians. But in chapter 3, we see James talk a lot about the power of evil speech, the tongue. Okay? How many know the tongue, the Bible tells us, can be a fire, a world of iniquity, the tongue, if we don't use it right? Anybody here today? Amen. And we read a lot here about the tongue and how we have to be careful with our tongues. Somebody say amen, Pastor Rich. All right, but here we go into wisdom, and it talks also about what happens when we're not speaking the right things with our tongue, and we don't use our tongue in the right way, and we get wisdom here. Okay, so I want us to look here at what He's telling the church here, I want you to understand this today, this book is to the Christian. Anybody here today? He's not talking to sinners here. He's talking to the church. Okay? How many are of the church today? Me and you. Okay? Believers. Those who are walking with God. Okay? That's who James is talking to here. And he gives us a lot of information here. In verse 13 he says, "Who is a wise man who is endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom." Okay? He's asking here, who's a wise man? Who's a wise woman today? Anybody here today says, "I'm a wise man, I'm a wise woman in the Lord." You can say yes. It doesn't mean you're proud if you say that. If you're following the Lord and you're following His Word, you should be wise. A lot wiser than those in the world today. Amen. How many know those in the world, they do whatever today? A lot of crazy stuff going on in our world today because they're not following the wisdom of God. Amen. But James asks a question here. Who is a wise man among you who has knowledge and is intelligent? How many know that's important today, that we have the knowledge of God and we are intelligent in the Lord? Okay? Now, this person who is wise, it says wise man, but it's for a wise woman here also. Okay? It says this person will show his noble living by good works. Okay? If you are a wise man today or a wise woman, you're going to show that by your noble living. How you live. Praise God. And it shows by good works. Somebody say good works today. Amen. And it really defines it here. He says good works, or in the King James it talks about a good conversation. That means conduct. Your conduct. Okay? It's righteous conduct. It's conduct that has good works, and these good works are done with humility. Somebody say humility today. Humility. You do the things that you do, the good works that you do, the good living that you do it, and you do it humbly. Praise God. You don't do it proudly today. Amen. You have a spirit of humility. Amen. How many know that the Lord, that's important to Him? That when we live our lives, we live our lives in humility, okay? God hates pride. We read about that recently, okay? God hates arrogance, okay? We don't serve a God of pride. How many know that today? You know, a lot of people in our world today, they have the spirit of pride. It's a terrible spirit today. How many know that? You know, and you can tell if people have it or not. You're not really judging them, but it shows. When people are so proud that you can't even talk to them or you can't say anything to them, they know it all, they don't need God. Hello. Those are the ones who need God the most. Amen. But they walk in this pride, and you know, God says, "I'll put down those who are proud and I'm going to lift up those who are humble today." Amen. So we see here, who's this wise man? Who is this wise woman? It's the one who has living that is noble, noble living, and it shows by the good works that this person has, and it's done with humility, because humility is the proper attribute of wisdom. Okay? Wisdom. We talk about wisdom. Wisdom, and humility is an attribute of wisdom. I don't know if you ever heard it that way. That's in the Amplified Bible. I saw that this week. I said, ooh, that is really good. It's an attribute of true wisdom, when we can do the things that we do, the good works that we do, and we do them in humility. Okay? That's wisdom today. Praise God. Because God's going to bless you when you do that today. Amen? God's hand is going to be on your life. And God says, you are a wise man when you do this. You are a wise woman when you live like this. Okay? Real blessing here today. Praise God. I'm going to read you a scripture. You don't have to turn there unless you want to. 1 Peter 2:12 says this. It says, "Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. See, those who are in our world, the Gentiles, okay, those who are unbelievers, all right, they're going to see our good works, okay, and they'll be able to glorify God, and we can glorify God because they see the good works that we have, all right? Good works is very important today. Anybody with me here today? Amen? And you don't do good works, and you don't walk in humility so you can say, well, look at me, I'm special. No, you do it because that's what a Christian does today. Amen? You do it because that's the Spirit of the Lord inside of you showing. Amen? As you follow God today. So, real important here, we're talking about wisdom here. Let me go on here. Praise God. Verse 14, it says, and you need to really perk your ears up, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, you're not to glory and you're not to lie against the truth. Again, who's he talking to? Christians. Hallelujah. He says, if we have bitter envying, you say, oh Lord, Christians have bitter envying? Yes. Okay. Should it be that way? No. Okay. But we allow sometimes these are fruits of the flesh to come in because we are human here. How many know that today? We are human. And if we're not careful, our humanness can really show at times. All right. So James tells us here that you should not have bitter envying. Okay, very important. Let me give you another word for envying. When you envy someone, you are walking in jealousy. Okay? How many know today? We're not to be jealous of one another. We should be blessed with one another. Amen? If somebody has certain gifts that God has given to them, you should be happy for them. Not be jealous and say, oh, I wish I had what so-and-so has. Right? No. And we shouldn't envy each other, okay? We shouldn't be jealous of each other. That's another real spirit that hinders people a lot of time. When we're jealous or envious of one another, James tells the church here, don't let it be that way, okay? Don't let strife be among you. Strife. Who's he talking to? Non-believers? No, the church. Me and you today. Amen. He says here, don't let envying or strife be in your hearts. Okay? When we have envy, when we have strife, it's in our hearts. It's in our minds. And it can rule us. Okay? It'll cause us to do things that are what? Not good works today. Can somebody say amen? All right? He's talking to the Christian here today. And what is contention? Let me break down strife or some other words for strife is contention. Strife, contention. Let me give you some more words. Rivalry, selfish ambition. When you have ambition, that is just selfish. It's all about you. It's not about anybody else. It's all about me, 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 me. How many know what I'm talking about here? James tells the church here, he says, don't have this envying, don't have this strife, because it could kill you. Amen. Why do people sometimes leave from church? Because they have envy? Because they have strife in their hearts? They become jealous of one another? Amen. They have contention? People allow the enemy to come in and cause these things to happen. And we're going to read about more things here that will cause people to leave. How many know what I'm talking about? All right? There's people who sometimes become church hoppers. I don't know if you ever heard that term. They hop from one church to another church to another church. How many know that's not God's will today for us? Amen? Me and my wife, we were at one church for 24 years. Okay? 24 years. She was a little bit less than me. She came after me, but real close to that. 24 years I was in one church. Okay? And if it would have been up to me, I never would have left. But the Lord said, at that time, it's time to leave. Okay? There are times that God will say, you need to leave. All right? But that's not the norm. Hello, anybody here today? Ooh, it's getting real quiet. Praise God. You know, some churches today are growing and the thing is though here today, when we're growing, are we growing because people from so-and-so church are not coming here? Or we got some new people that got saved and are born again and are walking with God and are getting discipled? How many know what I'm talking about? You know, here at Oriole Christian Assembly, we welcome everybody. It's on our bulletin board outside, our sign. All are welcome. Doesn't matter if you're Hispanic, Italian, African-American, Jewish. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. We'd love to have some of our brothers, Jewish brothers and sisters here. Amen. You know, it doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome here. Amen. God welcomes everybody, right? But it's amazing how people go from one place to another because people get offended. Amen. They allow these spirits to come in. Offense. I got to say it right now because I'm dealing with some things, okay? Sometimes when we, as pastors or as a leadership team, we come say something to you, we share something to you, sometimes, you know what? People take offense to that. Do you know that? Sometimes people get offended. Say, oh, but if this is your church and if this is where God brought you, you know what? The pastor is watching for your soul. And the first lady and the leadership here, we're not perfect, but you know what? If you can't receive a word from us, who are you going to receive it from? Amen? And if we're your pastors to help you and encourage you, sometimes we got to give you a word of reproof. Hello? Of correction. God says, those who I love, I what? Correct. Amen? Don't ever take it wrong if you see Pastor Rich come and talk to you or the First Lady. You know, don't get offended. That's the devil wanting you to get offended. So you leave. If we didn't care, if we didn't love you, we wouldn't say anything to you. How many know what I'm talking about today? Amen. So we got to be careful, church. James says here, don't allow envying and strife to be in the church. Amen. All right? I'm not saying this because we're going through envy and strife here. No. We're not perfect. We all churches have their little problems. How many know what I'm talking about? This is just the word that the Lord gave me for this week, okay? So don't begin to think, oh, are we having problems here? No. Everybody has little problems that we deal with, but this is God is trying to speak to us here today. Really important, okay? So what does he tell us here in verse 14? He says, if you have envying and strife in your hearts, you know what? You actually have a false profession and you are against the truth today. That's what he's saying in verse 14. That's how important it is that we don't allow envy or strife, jealousy, contention to be in our hearts. Because then we have a false profession. We're not really being true to the truth. How many know what I'm talking about today? Very important here today. Amen. I'm going to read you another scripture to go with this in Matthew 7:21. Oh, hallelujah. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Today it's not what we say, it's what we do. Amen. Yes, it starts with your confession. You must confess Jesus, all right, as your Savior and Lord, but then you must follow Him. Amen. At one of the cemetery where I was being a pallbearer this week on Monday, one of the sons of this family, he said to me at the end, he says, I need a lot of help, Pastor Rich. You know what I told him? I said, it's real simple. You got to believe in Jesus and you got to follow Him. I think that's the simplest way you could tell people today. Amen. You must believe in the Lord. You must believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Not other gods. And then follow Him. Anybody with me here today? Because all of us have our downfalls. None of us are perfect here. We all have our mistakes. But you know what? This particular gentleman was trying to tell me he's far from God. How many know today? A lot of people are far from God today. And what do we tell them today? We tell them, believe in Jesus. Okay? He's your Savior. He's your Lord. And listen to Him. Follow the word of the Lord. And you're going to be okay today. Amen. Praise God. Let me move on here. It tells us here about this wisdom. Sometimes we get wisdom that is from the earth. Okay? There's wisdom that we get from man. And he's talking about here, if we allow this bitterness and strife and this false profession and being against the truth, that's earthly stuff. That's not from God. That's not heavenly today. How many know what I'm talking about? He says here, it's earthly, it's sensual, and it's devilish. It's from the devil. Hear me today. When we allow envy and strife to come in, contention, all those things are from the devil. They're not from God. Okay? That's earthly stuff, sensual stuff, devilish stuff. We're going to see here the difference between worldly and heavenly wisdom today. I mean, there's a big difference. Amen. I'd rather have the heavenly wisdom, God's wisdom. How about you? Because it's going to set me straight. It's going to give me a path that I need to live as a Christian today. Amen. I'm going to be able to help my family if they want to listen. Amen. Right? Not everybody wants to listen. Right? But we have wisdom for us today. Let me move on here. Verse 16. It gets even deeper here. Praise God. Look at what he says. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Did you hear that, church? This is the second time now he wants to talk about this, James. Obviously, the church at this time was going through some strife and some envying. Amen. It happens in churches today, all the time. You give the devil an inch, he comes in and he takes a foot. Amen. He says, when you allow this envying, right, this jealousy, this strife or contention to come in, you know what it brings? It brings confusion. Amen. Confusion and every evil work from these two things, from envying and strife. Confusion comes in, okay? And every evil work. Praise God. How many know today we don't want to have anything to do with that here at Royal Christian Assembly? Amen. When I see envying amongst our people, maybe amongst leadership, as your pastor, I got to act on it right away. Because it's a killer. Amen. We will not allow envy to be in our house here as much as I can be with the help of the Lord. Amen. Because we're not supposed to be that way. Because we're not being confused here. How many know what I'm talking about? We've come here to receive truth. Right? But when we allow envying and strife and jealousy and contention to come in, the devil comes in and people get confused. And every evil work begins to happen. The flesh goes crazy. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about today? Oh, it's really quiet here. Praise God. I know you're listening. Okay? Confusion. What is it? Unrest? Disharmony? Rebellion. Wow. That's what happens when confusion comes in. Okay? We get confused because the devil's confusing us. We begin to think things that are not godly. We think, you know, in the flesh. We allow the devil to play with our minds. How many know what I'm talking about? The devil's good to play with your mind if you let him today. He'll make your mind really go crazy. Hallelujah. He will if you let him. Confusion comes in when we let these evil spirits come. We don't need none of this. Unrest, disharmony, rebellion, or every evil work. Or let me put it this way to you. Every vile practice comes when we allow envy and strife to come amongst us. And I'm not just talking about church here today. I'm talking about in your family. How many know what I'm talking about? It could be at where you work, your place of employment, could be on your block, anywhere, because we're talking about people here today. Amen? So, these spirits can ruin your lives wherever you let them be. All right? But when you think about the house of God, where we're supposed to be the total opposite, it really is a word to bring to us individually and as a church. That we're careful, that we're aware of what the devil's trying to do. In these last days, he's going to bring so much confusion that you better know your Bible Amen. And you better be tight with the Lord, because you're going to have to be discerning of evil spirits as they come. Anybody with me here today? It can be very confusing out there. How many know what I'm talking about today? But you don't need to be confused. Amen. You got the truth today. Hallelujah. You know what is going to happen in the future. We don't know every single thing, okay? We don't know today when Jesus is coming back. But I can tell you from my heart, I know He's coming back. Hallelujah. Do you know that today? Amen. And are we ready? Are we looking for Him? The Bible tells us in Acts, the same way He left, He's coming back again. And those of us who believe and follow Him must look up for Him. Look for Him, because He's coming. Hallelujah. But you know what? So many people got their own thing going on today. They could care less about looking for Jesus to come back. Oh, I got to make $1 million. You know, I got to buy that house, you know, so that I can work all 7 days a week and never have time for anybody else. Oh, God. It don't make sense, but that's what people do. They're confused. Amen. They don't have priorities in their life. God is not in the picture. Is anybody with me here today? See? And things happen when we allow these things to come forth, these evil spirits. Oh, my God. We must be so careful in the church, because this is the last place this should ever happen. Amen. I don't like it to happen in my family. I get mad when I see envying and strife in my family. Anybody ever dealt with that in your family? I still deal with it. Okay? And it gets me mad. It gets me a righteous anger. I say, no, in the name of Jesus, I bind the works of Satan. Amen. And I try to bring peace. Amen. Where sometimes there's relationships that don't have peace. Amen. There's relationships that there's contention. Especially when you have believers and unbelievers. Sometimes we don't get along. How many know what I'm talking about? But we must try to get along, especially to family. You still got to love them. Don't do what they do, but still love them. And show them the light. Amen. Show them you're more mature than they are. Ooh. You don't have to drink. You don't have to smoke. You don't have to get high to have a good time like maybe some of your family does. Amen. You're happy in Jesus today. You got the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. My God. That's what we have today. So, James here is telling the church, this is a wise man. This is a wise woman who follows this. Okay? Very keen. We got to be keen today is what we're seeing here. Praise God. We don't want any kind of confusion or any kind of evil work to happen here, because we're going to cast it out if it does. Amen? Because this is the house of God. Praise God. We want the Spirit of the Lord to come in and to move mightily here. Hallelujah. Let me move on here. Praise God. Verse 17. Now we talk about the wisdom from God. All right? Hallelujah. It says, but the wisdom that is from above. Hallelujah. Somebody say above today. Above. This is the wisdom of God. What is it? It's first pure. That it's peaceable. Hallelujah. What a difference here. What you're going to read now. Amen. It's gentle. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God. Yes. Amen. It's easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy, and it's full of good fruits. Amen. I'm not talking about apples and pears and watermelon, okay? Those are good fruits. I like all those. But it's talking about spiritual fruits today. Amen. Some of you are laughing with me. Praise God. You need to laugh today. The wisdom of God is without partiality, and it's without hypocrisy. Oh, God. This is the wisdom of God. Amen. What a difference from the wisdom of the world. The earthly wisdom. Amen. The sensual, devilish wisdom. What a difference is the wisdom of God we see here. It's pure, or it's... Let me give you some definition. It's undefiled, God's wisdom. Pure, undefiled. Okay? Amen. It's peaceable. How many know we can have the peace of God that passes all understanding today? That comes from the wisdom of God today. How many know we need peace in our lives? Amen. You can have it. Okay? The devil's going to challenge you every day on it, but you can have it. It's God's wisdom is gentle, it's courteous, and it's considerate. Praise God. God's wisdom, gentle, courteous, considerate. I like this part. In the King James, it says it a little bit different. It says, easy to be entreated. Let me put it to you a different way. The wisdom of God will yield to reason. The wisdom of God will yield to reason. What makes sense, it'll yield to it. Okay? And we need that in our lives every day. Praise God. We'll be able to yield to what makes sense, what makes reason in our lives. That's the wisdom of God. Boy, our world needs that today. The wisdom of God is full of mercy and compassion. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that awesome today? The wisdom of God, mercy. You know, a lot of people in the world, if you do them wrong, it's over. How many know what I'm talking about? You make one mistake with me, our relationship's over. But that's not God's wisdom today, amen? God's wisdom is what? Full of mercy. How many know we make mistakes with one another from time to time? And we should be able to what? Forgive and forget. Amen. The mercy of God is the wisdom today. Okay? Don't ever get to a point that you can't forgive somebody. Because God says, if you want me to forgive you, you better forgive so-and-so. Amen? Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible tells us today. Amen? But see, as God's children, as a wise man today, as a wise woman, I'm going to have mercy in my life for people. Because God has mercy for me. That's wisdom today. We need to walk in that, full of mercy or compassion. Good fruits. Amen. The wisdom of God is straightforward. Okay? It's not impartial, the wisdom of God. It's fair. Okay? It doesn't favor these people more than these people. Oh yeah, God is always going to bless those who follow Him and are His children. But I'm saying the wisdom of God, it's not impartial to anything. It's the truth. The truth stands. Amen? We need to be that way, okay? As a child of the King, we need to be that way. We're not impartial. And I like the last point here. He says, without hypocrisy. Ooh, that's a big one. Hypocrisy. The wisdom of God is without hypocrisy today. Amen? That means we can't say we're one thing and we do another thing. Amen? Or we say one thing and then we do the opposite. Amen? We must be men and women of the Lord, and we must be real and genuine. Amen. I understand we will make mistakes from time to time. But as you walk with the Lord, as you grow with the Lord, you should become more mature. Anybody here today? You shouldn't be the way you were 5 years ago. You should be better today. Amen. Right? Your word should mean something. When you tell somebody, I'm going to meet you at 3 o'clock, you be there. If you can't, you make the phone call. Hello. That's being a person of your word. Amen. You don't act like some people that we deal with in our society, in our world. They say all kinds of things, but you know what? They're not dependable. How many know what I'm talking about? You know who's dependable and who's not. Amen. I said this to you probably before. If I was that way as your pastor, what would you think about me? If I said, maybe 2 Sundays a month, I'll show up and preach. But the other 2 Sundays, I'm not going to be here because I like to golf. Okay? And I'm going to go golfing. Is that okay? No, I'm your pastor. You expect me to be here. Amen? And I'm here. Amen? Unless I'm away on vacation or something different has come up, the leadership knows, and the church will continue on if I can't be here, my wife can't be here. We got people today here from our council team who are not here. We're still flowing as a church. Amen? But we got to be men and women of our word. We have to be men and women of integrity. Amen? We cannot be hypocritical. Amen? He's talking to the church, all right? Without hypocrisy. Oh, Lord. Ooh, this is He's talking to sinners. He's talking to those who don't follow God. No, he's talking to the church, to me and you. Because there were some spots and some wrinkles back then. And unfortunately, we still have these spots and wrinkles today. Amen. And God's trying to iron them out. He's saying, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to be. Without hypocrisy or insincerity. There's a good word. How many know today we must be sincere? Amen. When you follow God, you can't play games. Amen. You must be sincere. You must be genuine. Because it'll show up if you're playing games with God. Amen. I won't want to be the person who is one day is with the Lord, the next day is not with the Lord. Can't make up their mind. Sometimes they come to church and then you don't see them for months. That's a dangerous state to be in. Okay? I would never want to be in that position because you know what? What you sow, you reap today. Amen. What you sow, you reap. And if you want the blessings of God on your life, you got to be following the Lord. You got to be consistent. You got to be genuine. You got to be sincere. Okay? Because we serve a God of sincerity today. He's real. Amen. He wants to change your life today. How many know that? He wants your life to be better. But you got to be sincere and serious like He is today. Really important. Praise God. Now look at the last verse here. And I think I'm gonna wrap up today. We'll finish this another Sunday because I know there's a lot of things going on here. There's a lot of material that I gave you here today. But verse 18, it says, "In the fruit of righteousness." Here's the fruit again. How many like fruit? You're going to eat some fruit today. I know you are. Amen. He says, "The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Oh, hallelujah. So, we want to talk a little bit here about the fruit or the harvest of righteousness. Amen. How many want to see fruit in their lives? Right? Harvest in their lives. The fruit that comes from following God. He's talking about here. He says this fruit is going to be sown in those who work for peace and make peace. Okay? I like the Amplified Bible. It breaks it down a little bit here. But I wrote this down for you is that those who work for and make peace. Okay? The fruit of righteousness will be shown in those kind of people. Those seeds of righteousness will be in those people who have the fruit in their lives. Okay? And we need this kind of fruit. Amen? We need the fruit to be in us so that we can bring peace. Amen? How many know peace is important today? Praise God. Very important. We talk about it here all the time. A lot of us who are Italian here, we greet with one another and say pace, which is peace. We say peace to one another. A lot of churches do that. Peace be with you and also with you, right? I like that. The Catholic Church, they always do that at their masses. They always give a handshake. Well, we do that here. We even go more than that. We give hugs. Amen? It's a good thing, right? Praise God. And that's what we're supposed to do if we allow this fruit of righteousness, all right, to be in our lives. It's very important because it will show. And this righteousness is conformity to God's will. Okay? We must conform to God's will in what we say and how we live. Okay? That's what righteousness means here. Righteous living before God. When we allow that to happen in us, we're going to see the seeds that come from this. We're going to see fruit come forth of peace. Okay? So those that God wants us to work for and make peace. All right? And what is peace today? Let me give you this. Peace is concord. Peace is agreement today. How many know we need to be agreed here? You need to be agreed in your family. Amen. Praise God. Peace means harmony amongst individuals. Harmony. We gel together. Amen. We have something in common here. How many know that today? That's Jesus. Amen. That's our bond that keeps us together here. We might have some other differences as people, right? We might have different backgrounds here. We all do. We come from different places, okay? But we have that bond, and that's Jesus. We can have that peace or that harmony that is so important in our lives today. Praise God. This is the wise man. Okay? This is the wise woman. That's how they act. Praise God. Let me ask you today, is that exemplify your life today? What I read today, is that you today? I hope you would say, yes. Okay? Is that me today? Amen. When I say I'm a Christian and I tell people, oh, I'm a pastor, how many know people's ears perk up? And their eyes open up. All you got to do is tell them who you are. And now all of a sudden, their expectation of me has gone to another level. Oh, Pastor, he's a pastor. He better not ever swear. Oh, I better never see Pastor Rich with a cigarette in his mouth. But it's amazing to me how many Christians I hear that swear. Hello. And how many Christians that I've known in 30 years of serving God who smoke and still smoke today. But Pastor Rich, oh, he's a pastor. Oh, the first lady, ooh, Pilar, she's Pastor Rich's wife. You know what? The expectation is very high on her too. Oh, you're part of the council team at Oreo? Oh, better not see you ever do anything wrong. Because people will judge right away. But you know what? It's really all the same for all of us here today. God holds us all on a level of accountability. Those who are in positions of responsibility as a pastor, as a teacher, you know, we got the fivefold, an apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, usher, okay, whatever, praise and worship leader, singer, greeter, treasurer, hello, I can go on and on. Those are all places of accountability, amen. But we're all accountable to God today, amen. And we all need to pattern ourselves after this wise man and this wise woman. Because today, church, we must be an example to those people that are not in this room today. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about? How many know Jesus is not physically in the flesh here today? How many know that today? If you didn't know that, I'm going to, you know, awaken you to that. He's coming back, but we represent Him now. Amen. We as the church, we represent the Lord. How are people going to see Jesus in you and me? Can I get an amen? When they see you talk like a Christian's supposed to talk, when they see you act like a Christian, that's when they're going to see Jesus in your life. Amen. And people are going to say, boy, I don't have that in my life. You know what? Lisa, she's got this smile on her face. She loves God. Boy, Lisa, why are you like that? People are going to ask you that when they see the joy of the Lord in you. Amen. When our world is facing all kind of troubles, our economy is not doing well, but you're still going to work and you're happy and blessed, people are going to wonder and say, what are you so happy about? Jesus. People say that to my wife all the time at Home Depot because she's always happy. She's always smiling. And her co-workers say, why are you always so happy? What an opportunity to witness. Amen? It shows today if you're this wise man or this wise woman. And just the other way, if you're allowing envy and strife and jealousy and contention to be in your heart, you know what? It'll show also. And people are going to not want to deal with you. Okay? Those who give you a hard time at work, you stay away from them, don't you? You don't want to hang out with them. You want to hang out with people who are happy, who are blessed, who have good personality, right? That's the Christian it should be. Amen? That's me and you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Time goes, I tell you, it's the fastest hour for me of the week is here when I get to minister to you. Praise God. Sister Rose is going to come and just play. And we're going to continue this message. I didn't even get into the second part of it, but we'll get into it, okay? About the uncertainty of life. We'll talk about that next time. All right, but today, let our hearts be open to the Lord. Would you please stand with me today? And I'm keeping my promise. I'm going to let you out early today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to pray, church, how many received something today? Praise God. Can I see your hand? Amen. That's the word of the Lord. Okay? I receive something every week as I get ready to come to you and communicate what the Lord gives me. And you know what? I want to be that wise man. Hallelujah. And I would hope you want to be that wise woman also today. But you know what? I know we fall short of the glory of God. All of us. But today I say to you sincerely, as long as you are trying. Amen. Somebody hear me today. As long as you are trying, okay? And you are serious about God. God forgives those things that we do that don't come up to the standard of the Lord. Because our God is a God of excellence today. He's excellent. He's not mediocre and He's not bad. Okay? He's excellent. And God wants us to be excellent also. Alright? So I'm going to lead us in prayer here today. And if you need prayer after I'm done praying for us as a whole, please come up and I'll pray for you. Maybe there's some things going on in your family. I don't know. Whatever it is, God wants you to leave here blessed, okay? Blessed and ready to enjoy your Sunday, the Lord's Day, okay? Ready to go into the work week, another new work week coming up. You got to be ready, okay? Got to be ready for whatever is going to happen this week. You got to be ready. And if you're spending time with God, you're in the presence of the Lord, you'll be ready. You'll deal with what happens every single day. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for today, Lord. We thank You, God, that You are an awesome God. You are a holy God. You are an excellent God. And Lord, You call us to be like You. For we are sons and daughters of the Most High. So Lord, today we ask, God, that You would bless everyone in the house, from the youngest to the oldest, Lord. That, God, we would be like this wise man that James talks about here in James chapter 3. That we would be like this wise woman, Lord. That, God, we would have good fruit in our lives, Lord. We would, Lord, be those who allow the seeds of righteousness to flow in us and out of us. That we would be ones that would bring forth peace. And, Lord, we would make peace with others, Lord. We would just be vessels of peace today for the glory of God. Lord, we would not be those who allow themselves to envy and to be jealous, and to have strife and contention, Lord. God, if any of us have any of that today, I ask right now You remove these things from us in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us from all these evil spirits, Lord. Confusion, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. And we receive truth right now from above, Lord. The wisdom that's from above, we receive it now into our lives, Lord. We thank You, God, for Your hand on our lives, Lord. Bless this day, we ask. Many different things are going on. Bless those, Lord, who have activities to go to now. Let it be a fruitful day, a blessed day, Lord. Bless our families today, God. Use us to be a blessing in their lives, Lord. We thank You today for being our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said, amen and amen.